I will be opening your eyes to new ways of preparing and enjoying IPA at home. Brewing IPA might not be as easy as brewing a cup of coffee, but it is not rocket science either. I've taught individuals with zero kitchen experience to prepare beer from scratch. The beauty of this book is that it covers the process of preparing beer at home using the most basic tools and ingredients. Although you may be required to buy one or two special tools, most of the tools we use are already available at home. Besides preparing the IPA, the book also introduces new and unique ways of enjoying your beer. We introduce you to new flavors of IPA and show you how to enjoy them. Drinking beer alone will not give you the satisfaction you need. Having been a brewer for decades, I will help you find new ways to enjoy your IPA. I will introduce you to unique IPA food pairings and amazing drinking styles. The flavor of a beer is developed right from the brewing stage. However, no matter how well brewed and aged a beer might be, you will not have fun unless you know how to drink it. This book will help you learn how to prepare, serve, and enjoy only the best beer. What you should expect from this book. To learn new ways of preparing India Pale Ale at home and new ways of flavoring it. To learn new ways of drinking and serving the India Pale Ale at home. Learn new hacks and tricks that will make your brewing experience fun. Learn new terms and facts about beer. Get answers to questions regarding beer that you may have in your mind. Get access to more than 20 unique recipes of India Pale Ale and unique serving styles. Although this book is geared towards those who love beer and enjoy brewing, it can be helpful to any person who enjoys fresh knowledge. If you love expanding your experience, you should pick up this book and try learning new skills in the kitchen. Welcome aboard and enjoy reading. Chapter 1. Introduction to Beer Brewing. When I first tasted the India Pale Ale, it felt disgusting. It was somewhat bitter and the smell almost made me throw up. But then, I was only 11, and I had not experienced anything bitter. Although I never became a fan of the IPA, I slowly developed a taste for beer. Since I grew up in a brewing family, I experienced all the changes to the IPA until it started tasting like something I would drink. Today, I've managed to come up with plenty of unique IPA recipes that are to die for. Although my aim is to help you become an expert in preparing IPA at home, we need to start by building a foundation. Your skills in brewing IPA will depend on your knowledge of the subject. No matter how much you love beer, you cannot become a brewer unless you know what beer brewing entails. In this chapter, I will be introducing you to beer. What it is, its origins, different types of beer, and what we mean when we talk about IPA. Definitions of common terms in beer brewing. Wort. Wort refers to the first step in beer preparation. The brewer steeps malted barley, adds water and hops, then boils the mixture to come up with worts. It is the wort prepared that is fermented by the addition of yeast and other ingredients to produce beer. Attenuation. Attenuation is a term used to describe beer with less sugar in its finishing. A nicely attenuated beer may mean that the beer is well fermented and has very little sugars. Sugars left in the beer depend on how much sugars in worts are fermented and converted into alcohol. Filtering. The process of separating beer, fermented sugars, from the waste material. Unfiltered beer may contain some hops, yeast, and barley used in brewing. Unfiltered beers usually have some sediment at the bottom of the glass. While unfiltered beer may seem unbearable to some, it is loved by many. Ale or lager. Beers are classified as either ale or lager. The main difference between ales and lagers is that ales are brewed with top fermenting yeast, while lagers are brewed with yeast that settles at the bottom during fermentation. Ales are also brewed for a short duration at high temperatures as compared to lagers. Pale ale. The term pale ale is used when pale